2EC and Marine Rescue Specialists and Far South Coast Lifesavers took to the water off Bermagui over the weekend to search for victims missing at sea as part of a major capability exercise. The search was the focus of a two-day regional search and rescue exercise designed to test agencies' marine rescue and marine search and rescue practices in coordination. Joining us on the line now is Region Operations Manager for Marine Rescue New South Wales, Glenn Sullivan. Morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
So why are these exercises performed?
There's a two-pronged reason why we actually do these exercises, and that is because, one, it's a requirement of the State Rescue Board and to maintain our currency, and the other thing, too, is for, you know, honing the skills and developing our members and keep that ongoing training for Marine Rescue and our partners.
And can you briefly describe how the exercise worked?
Yes, well, we changed the format up this year from traditional times. So we had the on-water and the desktop exercise running in parallel on the Saturday rather than doing general classroom activities on the Saturday. So we sent the guys out. We gave them a radio call in the morning for an activation to the radio base. And then from there, they had to be activated and coordinate a search. And they got out there at various times as what they would in real life. And were joined by police and had two search areas, one inshore and one offshore, where they had to find potential targets.
Glenn, how did the operation go?
Police, who were obviously judging the exercise as well as part of the planning and development along with Marine Rescue and SURF, were also observed by AMSA. So a representative from AMSA came down to see how the exercise was running at the same time, and it was a huge success, absolute huge success this weekend.
And how many people and volunteers were involved?
There was over 80-odd people that were involved in the exercise for the weekend, which did not include the caterers who came in and cooking the 6 o'clock morning breakfasts and the lunches from when everyone finished off their on-water activities. So it was a huge effort of nearly 100 people into the local Bermagui community for the weekend.
Fantastic to hear. Glenn, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, basically, The exercise itself, in summary, we had a simulated plane crash. From there, we executed two search areas. Casualties were located on the inshore search, which was close to the surf breaks and onto the beaches. And then we found a number of targets offshore, as well as a life raft, and also having casualties in the life raft that had to be extracted. And even one was winched from the life raft into the Westpac Lifesaver helicopter. So for the weekend's activities and the presentations that were provided on the Sunday by all the representing agencies, we couldn't have asked for a better weekend and great participation from all the people that were in attendance.
Region Operations Manager for Marine Rescue New South Wales, Glenn Sullivan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.